One of the things that's sticking in the craw of many of my listeners, and you're writing to me about it, is this persistent whinging about housing affordability. And young ones are writing to me and saying, why does everyone want everything straight away? The house, fully furnished, air-conditioned, plasma TV, car in the garage. And at the end of the day, many of these problems, I'm sorry to say, are based on greed. We often want more than we can afford. Then, of course, in another sense, housing has never been more affordable because credit is too damned easy. The lender coughs up the money, asks you, have you got any other debts? You say no, even though there are three credit cards and the car hasn't been paid off. And then comes mortgage stress. Well, it'll always be mortgage stress if getting a mortgage involves less stress than ever. No deposit, no credit history, no worries, just sign up. As the Sydney Morning Herald rightly said this week, cavalier lending is the cause of pain. The most vulnerable home buyers encouraged to overcommit themselves only to end up facing ruin. Too much, it said, is lent to those with too little. New loans in New South Wales now average 75% of the value of properties, up from 51% in just 4 years. Why government doesn't take on financiers about this cavalier behaviour, I have no idea. On the other hand, government isn't there to balance your household budget or mine. If you've got a loan and little equity, then you're heading for trouble. And that means you'll pay much more than 30% of pre-tax household income to service your mortgage. Then you've got to pay tax and find the money for everything else. So you get hundreds of forced sales. Now, it's true that governments should look at lending practices. However, what about governments themselves? I wasn't surprised, in a paradoxical way I was, when a note arrived on my desk last night from the New South Wales Urban Task Force. They were in no doubt as to where the problem lies, as to why new homes not being built in the northwest and southwest growth centres of Sydney, or indeed why, if they are built, they're unaffordable. In the northwest and southwest, you can buy yesterday's home on a fully serviced 450 square metre block, not that big I might add, for $300,000. Let's look, have a look at developers' costs. These are state government charges. This is scary, greedy and unacceptable behaviour by the state government. Aaron Gadeel is the CEO of the New South Wales Urban Task Force. He's on the line. Aaron, good morning.
Good morning.
Good to talk to you. What, just explain to my listeners what you mean when you say the average market price for a home on a fully serviced 450 square metre lot in the northwest is $300,000.
Well, in the northwest and the southwest, the average life for a home lot, that's before the house itself is built, is $300,000. That's what the mum and dad buyer, when they go out and buy their land and then choose their home, that's what they can expect to pay for the fully serviced land. Now, the developer sells them that land and they've bought it in an undeveloped state from the original landholder. They've got a whole lot of costs they've got to pay to get that land from its undeveloped state to its service state.
Right, and the government imposes those costs.
A large part of it is from the government, that's right.
Well, local councils, the two forms of government, state and local.
That's right, it's $47,000 to pay
just the local stop council. For 1 minute. Look, I just want everyone to listen to this. I can't believe this. These figures. Have a listen to these figures, right? The developers got the land, and everyone's screaming out that, oh, he should release it, land should be released, and John Howard's responsible for it all being so dear. Just listen to these costs. Go on. $47,000. What's that for?
$47,000 to pay to the local council for facilities often 10 or 15 kilometres away from the actual land concerned, libraries, childcare centres and so forth. $20,000 for Sydney Water.
What's that for?
For connection to the main water supply. A special infrastructure...
Just interrupting for 1 minute, Aaron. There's a further report in from New York, a bit more news. The New York Fire Department is reporting a transformer has exploded, but there are suggestions too that a building has collapsed. Of course, everyone hears these stories and worries about terrorism, but a transformer has exploded. $20,000 to Sydney Water.
Yep. A special infrastructure...
That's to connect your water.
That's right, to the master
that's
plan.
That's the sewerage as opposed to the sewage. That's the pipes and everything that all the muck goes through. $20,000.
Yeah. Gone? Off the estate, because it's a separate cost they have to pay for on the estate. But a special infrastructure contribution to the state government of $43,000.
Unbelievable. What's that for?
That's to fund the main roads connecting the region.
So every one of these people, even though the roads are going to be used for the next 150 years, every one of the new buyers is going to fund the whole deal.
That's right. A one-off big...
The parks, the libraries, the whatever.
That's right. That's true.
So each block, a $43,000 special infrastructure contribution.
That's right.
Go on.
And then on top of that, developer still has to pay $60,000 for every lot on average to build the roads, footpaths and power lines, sewage, water, gas, civil earthworks on the master plan estate. So the developer has to do that all themselves. So that's on top of the
And that runs out at $60,000 per lump of land.
That's right. Now, Alan, the developer's got his own costs as well.
$70,000. Until he can sell the stuff.
That's right. He's got to pay architects, planners, engineers and other consultants. He's got to pay the original landowner for that land. When you add up those costs imposed by the government, the local government, the state government, plus his other costs, it's $329,000 on average per lot. Now, as you said at the beginning, the developer's only getting $300,000 when he sells the lot to the mum and dad homeowner at the end of the day. So,
well, that's most probably based on figures that are now out of date, because these many of these charges have been recently, like in recent times, imposed by the government, haven't they?
Well, that's right. Local councils, for instance, have been massively jacking up their infrastructure contribution. If you go back 3 years in Camden Council, it was only $20,000 per lot. But now they're saying $47,000. And often to pay for infrastructure that should have been built years ago.
That's
local
it.
Libraries, schools, well away from
Quite.
These new homes.
And those infrastructure costs should be met out of consolidated revenue.
Well, absolutely, Alan.
I mean, we build libraries and ovals and swimming pools and whatever. It's not the responsibility of some poor bloke living in Somerset Street to fund or contribute to the funding of all of that.
Absolutely.
Now, so you're saying that as we stand now in the northwest and southwest, the costs to the developer for each lot are $329,000. He hasn't bought the land yet.
Well, that does include the $50,000 for the buying the land.
Oh, for the lump of land, right?
That's right. So the whole cost the developer has is $329,000.
Yeah.
But to sell that land, the new homeowner, which then their home gets built on, he gets $300,000. So
he's not going to sell it.
He's not going to sell it. He's not going to do the transaction, because not only would he not make any money himself, he would have to throw in $30,000 of his own money. He'd have to do it as a charity.
So what's the answer to this?
Well, the answer is the system does have to change. The state government, the federal government, the local government all have to have a hard look at the way the infrastructure has been provided or is proposed to be provided to the northwest and southwest of Sydney. We won't have any new homes for young families in these regions the way it's currently set up.
Absolutely. Good call. Thank you for talking to us, Aaron.
Thank you.
That's Aaron Goodale. Isn't it frightening? $47,000, a local council contribution to pay for facilities, $20,000 to Sydney Water, a special infrastructure contribution to the state government of $43,000, $60,000 per block to build roads, footpaths, power lines, sewage, water, all that sort of stuff. Then the hidden cost, the holding costs, $70,000, because he's got to pay for the loan while ever he's getting all this stuff together. Got to pay architects. He's got to pay for the land itself. It's just frightening. All up $329,000. Now, if someone is going to buy this stuff, the developers make a profit. And then they have to buy it. What, you're paying $400,000 for a lump of land, then you've got to build a house? It's just not workable. It cannot be done. But the notion that John Howard's responsible for all of this is laughable if it weren't serious. Because obviously there are some people who believe it. Let's check Sydney traffic for Provident Capital. ProvidentCapital.com.au, here's Don.
Alan, nightmare morning around town. The M4 bumper-to-bumper light horse interchange to the tolls. The James Roos Drive off-ramp from the eastbound still closed. And Tannery Drive, Homebush Bay Drive and Concord Road, a woeful morning from Greenacre right through to Top Ride. Miranda pedestrian mishap clearing from the Kingsway and Carina Road. The area very congested. Hume Highway is heavy, St Andrews Road to the M7. But the M5 delays near Henry Lawson Drive with the accident have now cleared. And the bus broken down Hume Highway, Warwick Farm has gone. Don Moxham, 2GB, Sydney's traffic leader.
Australia's biggest toy sale is on now at Target. Hurry into Target for heaps of new and exclusive toys and half price offers.
Hello, I'm Anna Corrin. On Today Tonight, the most dangerous housing estate in Australia. We speak to the gang members, the terrified residents, 5,000 people living a nightmare. Plus, the new supermarket chain taking on the big two. 6:30 on 7.
Looking to build your dream home or duplex? Don't settle for second best. Talk to us. I'm Steve Malisette, Managing Director of Champion Homes. Our quality of construction and inclusions is simply the best. Inspect one of our 9 display homes and you will be impressed. We can build to your plans, we build in most parts of Sydney, and we build on blocks as